Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Radio Show. I am Michelle Bell, sitting in for Melinda Lygos, who is on the road on the Counselor Best Places to Work Tour with Andy Cohn and Joe Haley. I think they're in, they're in Pittsburgh today. That's right.
Ohio.
So with me, we have a whole bunch of guest hosts. So fun.
A whole bunch of something.
We're going to start with our usual Kathy Houston, who's always here with me on Tuesday mornings. Hey, Kath.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going.
Effusive as always. Wow. Next to her, we have Jay Kralik, known and loved by everyone as Jakey. What's going on, Jakey?
Not too much. It's good morning.
How's everything in the wacky world of marketing?
It's wacky and marketing-like.
Next to Jake, we have Chris Ruvo, who's our staff writer, senior writer, staff writer. What are you these days?
What are you now? Editor-in-chief?
Senior writer.
Yeah.
For Stitches and Wearables magazine, Chris Ruvo. How's it going, Chris?
I've got a terrible case of the consumption, so, pardon my coughing. But other than that,
you're a trooper for being here.
I'm doing good.
Which is why we put you on Joe Haley's microphone, so you can get that all turned up.
That's for you, Joe.
Also with us is the lovely Nicole Rollander with her purple hair today. I love Nicole's different hair color. Nicole is the editor of Stitches magazine and our executive director of our education for the shows.
Yes, and can I just say, I posted this on Facebook this morning, but I just have to share it. At 5 a.m. I woke up, and my alarm goes off at 5:20, so I wanted to reset it for 5:30, and when I asked Siri to do that, she said, wait, don't go back to sleep. Seriously. And I was like, are you kidding?
Are you serious?
No, I'm totally serious.
That's crazy.
It was creepy.
You know that Siri's a real lady.
Yeah?
Yeah, she just came out, said, yeah. Oh, here I am. Yeah, but that was just crazy, though. It's almost like the phone tracks, my data when I get up.
Wow.
That is
don't go
crazy.
Back to sleep.
That's weird.
You'll never wake up.
Seriously, it was scary. I was like, am I in the Twilight Zone or something?
Also with us in the studio, we have Vinnie Driscoll, who's taking your calls, and Kathleen Fitzgerald, my favorite crazy cat lady, doing the sound effects. Aww. Can you give me a meow?
Meow.
If you have any questions for us, today we're talking about what your favorite products are for the year that you've used in your clients' promotions, and our number is 215-953-4979. Kathy, can you give us a lineup of the topics?
Yeah, sure. Well, somebody, Melinda or Andy probably, is going to be calling us from the road. Pittsburgh, you say, with a little bit of a tour recap so far. And Nicole's going to give us a sneak peek of the Stitches Power 75. Jake is going to tell us, I think, why we don't need marketing, right, Jake? Or Jake.
Going to talk himself out of a job, basically.
Yeah. Chris is going to handle brutal. 6 ways to deal with unhappy customers. I'll give you 7 sins of sales managers. And there's a lot more, including our favorite things. But first, we're going to have the news with Chris.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Counselor Top 40 supplier American Apparel has reported its third quarter sales increased 1% to $164 million. Meanwhile, wholesale sales, which include the company's promotional product segment, rose 3% in Q3. American Apparel's wholesale numbers were even stronger in September, up 12%. Also this morning, some sad news. Houston Hale, Halo's regional VP of sales in the Midwest, has passed away after a battle with cancer. He was 65. Hale had several sales roles over the year with industry suppliers and distributors before he joined Halo in 2004. Hale is survived by his wife, Kay, and their 2 children. A life celebration is planned for October 26th in Kansas City. Next up today, Polyconcept has announced a restructuring of its longstanding partnership with Zippo Manufacturing. Under a new agreement, Zippo will now take full control of its own product distribution in Europe, breaking distribution ties with Polyconcept in countries including Germany, France, and Spain. The 2 companies said the decision was a mutual one as a result of the changes in business strategies. Finally today, be sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show, where Joe promises to light up your life. Stay tuned for that. Michelle, back to you.
Well, thanks, Chris. And on line one, we have our friend Leighton Lee, who's going to do our product safety minute today. And Leighton's going to talk about made in the USA products and pitfalls surrounding them. Hi, Leighton.
Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well today.
We are. Thank you. We have mimosas in the studio, Leighton. I wish you were here.
Mimosas?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to go to LAX right now and catch the earliest flight I can. Shave a half a dozen for me, will you? Okay. Born in the USA. We're talking about made in USA products. I know a lot of people, a lot of distributors have been asking suppliers in our industry, what do you got that's made in the U.S.? What do you got that's made in the U.S.? Well, it's an increasing kind of a conundrum because made in USA products tend to be a little more expensive And they're hard to come by because of all the EPA and other regulatory restrictions in making products in the United States. But anyways, what do you do when you have a USA-made product and you want to label it as being made in the USA? There are two main restrictions or regulations governing this area. But before I get to that, a recent survey was taken by the Boston Consulting Group, and I think the survey is pretty right on, in that 80% of Americans stated that they would pay extra for the product just to have a Made in USA product out of patriotism and mainly to provide jobs to Americans. So I think that's pretty neat. But let's get on to the regulations because I only have less than 30 seconds. But anyway, the FTC regulates this area from a federal standpoint. And under the Federal Trade Commission's regulation, all or virtually all of the item must be made in the USA. So how do you determine whether it's all or virtually all? Well, virtually all means under FTC language, 90% of the cost. If 90% of the cost of the item is made in is made of U.S. Components or materials or labor, then you might be okay with that. But, you know, it's on a case-by-case basis. The California standard, however, it's always California. I don't know why, but we just have more rules than you can imagine. But in California, it prohibits any made in USA claims if the product, article, or any part thereof is entirely or substantially made, manufactured, produced outside of the United States. So any part of an item, if it's made outside of the U.S., you cannot make a made in USA claim. So as you can see, it's much more stringent than the federal standard. So we all have to live by the California standard if you know that that item might make its way into my lovely home state. So what do we do here? Suppliers and distributors, what do we do? Bottom line is that we just need to verify with our suppliers and factories and vendors that every piece of that item is made in the United States. No parts, no little O-rings or gaskets or key rings or any little component can be made outside the U.S. And it requires a little bit of due diligence on the distributor's part as well as on the supplier's. The safer way to label your item is label it as components made in China, assembled in USA, for example. Or what we do is made in China, decorated in the USA, and that's always safe. So that concludes this Product Safety Minute. I hope, Chris, you don't get Joe's microphone all infected.
It's far too late for that. You're going to have to just throw this one out, I think.
Somebody might do Joe a favor and get a can of Lysol.
Yeah, there we go.
All right,
thanks so much.
Folks, have a great week.
How are you too? Thank you.
You know, and I should mention that for callers to today's show, if you call in 215-953-4979 and we are going to discuss everybody's favorite products of the year, you could get a prize pack, and that includes some really cool new drinkware items that Leighton and his team at ETS Express nicely donated to us for the show, and they're awesome. Next, we're going to talk to Ms. Melinda Lygos, who's on the road on the Counselor Best Places to Work tour. Melinda?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you? Doing How's well. It going?
Good. I'm in Pittsburgh. I'm a little nervous because I'm about to compete against Andy and Joe in a push-up contest. Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, you'll totally win. Those two have no upper body strength.
I think I could pick Andy.
I think Andy.
I could pick Joe.
So anyway, where were you guys yesterday?
So we started off the road tour yesterday and went down near Nicole's neighborhood, I think, in Belmar, New Jersey, to see our friends at Admins and Dagobor. Had a great time with them. Brett and his partner Steve, who founded the company, showed us around. We had a little outdoor picnic, played some frisbee and some cornhole, and had a great time. You know, that's a really fastest growing company. They started like 13 years ago, and they've been growing double digits every year for the last 8 years. They have 72 employees now, so they're doing really great.
They're awesome. We love them.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, you know, even though, they're getting to be a decent size, they still have that family spirit. I mean, one of the art directors there, who've been there 13 years, she says she thinks of them as her brothers.
Aww.
You know, and they all just kind of, they all hang out together. They all help each other out. You just feel that real small family atmosphere, even though it's not, it's not a small company. It's really fast growing. They've branched out to a lot of great new products, and it was fun. It was a nice sunny day outside, so we had a great time with them. And now we're up in Pittsburgh visiting Kavanaugh Marketing Network.
Well, tell them I said
Pat
hi.
Kavanaugh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Kavanaugh has been a columnist for Advantages Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive business, too. You know, he's a former athlete, as is his partner, former basketball player. And so he's got a regular promotional product business, but then he also has a sports motivational side of the business. They work with a lot of college and professional athletes and a lot of motivational programs, which are really taken off since 1995. Hence, everybody in the company, four times a day, has to stop and do push-ups.
Oh, my God.
And they roll the shield for 12 employees is to do a collective 500,000 push-ups. And they have a guy who keeps track, and every month at the monthly business meetings, he comes in and tells them where they are, and they figure out how many more they're each going to have to do to reach 500,000.
Well, don't get any ideas.
Well, I was thinking. Thinking that would be great for editorial.
Oh
well,
goodness.
They just gave me, they just created their own protein bars, too, which are being sold all over at GNC centers and places like that. And they just gave me a protein bar, so maybe I can.
What's it called?
I got a few extra. Hmm. It's called Come Ready. Come Ready or Never Start
is
the name of the sports motivation brand, but the bars are called Come Ready. They're actually really good. I had a bite of
I'm not touching that one.
So
I'm bringing some bells for you guys. And, I mean, who in the radio studio do you think right now could do the most push-ups?
Nicole
by probably a wide
margin.
Yeah.
Totally Nicole. Hey, Melinda, are you guys going anywhere else today, or are you just staying at Kavanaugh?
We are. I'm not supposed to disclose, the secret locations of the road trip, but we are going to another distributor in Pittsburgh this afternoon, and if you go on to our website, councilmag.com/roadtour, you can follow us for the next 7 days and see our spots. We already have some stories up from yesterday. We're tweeting like crazy, and you'll see all kinds of pictures and find out what we're up to.
Well, that's great, and we want lots of good dirt on Joe and Andy and their antics.
Well, I will tell you this. Andy has already gotten his own room. Mm-hmm. Andy and Joe, for the last, this is the third time we've done this, have always roomed together. The snoring has become so overwhelming, he bailed immediately, and he has his own room. And you know what? Can't blame him.
Joe needs a CPAP.
Wow.
Well, thanks, Melinda, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
Okay, take care.
Have fun.
Have fun. Right. Be safe.
That's awesome.
Wow. Come
right.
ready.
We are going to take.
I need a come ready bar.
Yeah. We're going to take callers now. The question we asked, we were curious on what has been some of the cool products that you've used this year in campaigns for your clients. And we got a whole slew of answers on Facebook, Vinny Driscoll's favorite method of communication. Judy Brown says that magnets have been their most popular item. Lisa Alcott Gavoni said guitars, which is really cool. I'm not aware of promotional guitars.
Yeah,
Joe's got
one.
Joe's got a beautiful one in his office.
Eric Campbell says we had a great hit with logo emblazoned wine bottles. They're very cool.
Who doesn't like a wine?
David Garthwaite said bags have been a big hit. Since we have in-house screen printing, we can provide quick turnaround and smaller runs, as have flower seeds. Banksy said love flower seeds because you can say watch your investments grow,
mm-hmm.
and they give them out to people.
Any
starting
type
new
of
accounts.
That theme or the eco-friendly stuff, they're great for those.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have some callers. Let's take Tony on line one. Hi, Tony.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good, good. I want to tell you about my favorite promotional product. This is a go-to promotional product for me a lot, but there's always some innovation, and that's microfiber cloths.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And I'll tell you, I love them because they're affordable. They are super practical. Any tech promotion, these things, you can work them in. And they print up great. And you can get four color on a lot of these things. And they're brilliant. They're bold. And people are just, they use them all the time. So they're just they're a total winner for just about every promotion I consider.
I have a ton of them, and I have them everywhere for glasses, your sunglasses.
Glasses, yes.
Your iPhone.
Your cameras.
Yeah.
I like the way they can be printed. You can sublimate on them.
Right.
And the image looks really crisp.
Yeah, four color. It's really nice.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
And I always lose them, so I always need them.
Yeah, that is that is the thing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Tony. And we're going to go to Leslie now on line two.
Good morning.
Hey, Leslie.
How is everyone today?
Good, thank
Doing
you.
Well.
I just wanted to call in and tell you one of the biggest hits I had was a client started a fitness program at their business, and they used the water bottles that have the built-in filter in them. So you can pretty much fill it with any kind of water, drink from anywhere. And they're such a great practical item. People are carrying them all over with them. It's not just for work. It's for when you're working out outside of there and, you know, going for walks, doing stuff with the family. And they've just been a big hit.
Yeah, that's a great idea, too.
You know, I hear more and more about that because people are kind of trying to cut down on the amount of plastic bottles that they buy. And that's a perfect way to do it because you can just refill it with water
with anything,
and it gets filtered.
Mm-hmm. Right. Great,
great
idea.
Thanks so much. And we have on line three our friend Stanley. Hey, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How's California?
Oh, bright and sunny, but it's starting to get cold. I mean, like the other day, it got down to like 67 degrees.
Oh, boo-hoo, Stanley.
Why do we even accept Stanley's calls?
So, Stanley, you deal with a wide variety of clients. What is the, like, what have you shown them this year that everybody just kind of went nuts for? What was the wow factor?
Well, one of the wow factors is the line from ETSE, the Contigo. I think it's called Contigo or Contigue or something like that. It's this Contigo. It's like this new water bottle line that they have, and they're just really when you hold it in your hand, you just feel like it's quality. It feels retail, but we're branding with logos at wholesale. So that's been a really good one. Another one that we really have had great success with is Anna Lindquist. Actually, that's our sales rep from Leeds.
Just
love her.
Yeah, I love her too.
Yeah, I mean, because you call them and you know, they got like just really great innovative power products, you know, like little chargers, and those are really starting to hit really, really good. You know, because everybody needs to charge their items, you know, it's like, and they're getting smaller and they're getting higher, you know, capacity. So those have been, that was a hit for a cycling group that we did. And the last one, which was already mentioned, are those microfiber cloths, because everything we're doing now involves cleaning your phone, your iPad, your camera, your this, your that. I mean, it's just so we've had great success with some of those.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Stanley. And these are all super ideas for people when they're thinking about holiday gifts for their clients.
Even think of those microfiber cloths for car automobile promotions, because Steve just got a new car and he has Sirius radio now, and you'd like, you know, press the things, and the fingerprints drive him nuts. So that would even be good for an automotive promotion.
Great. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Stanley, and we will send you out a prize pack, which I know you probably have a zillion of, but the new ETS glassware is pretty cool, so you'll be getting those.
I wonder if he has a room in his house dedicated to ASI finger puppets.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've met Stanley. He's not nearly that creepy, believe me. Well, coming up, we have a message from our show sponsor, AIA, and then we're going to hear from Nicole with a sneak peek about Stitch's Power 75 list.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324, or www.aiacommunity.com.
We really need to record that. The sound of my voice just grates on me, like nobody's business.
That was you?
That was me. Somebody else needs to do a better job for AIA than I just did. Nicole, tell us about the Stitch's Power 75 list.
Okay, well, I'm actually in the throes of editing it right now. It's quite a large document, as Chris knows. He contributed quite a lot to it. I'm not going to reveal who's on the list, but
wait, who was number one last year? So we have a point of reference.
Paul Gallagher and Chris Janowski from Hirsch
International. Right, and the year before it was Marty Lott. So we have someone new at number one.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
Somebody, that's exciting.
I like shaking it up.
Mm-hmm. That much we can
shaking
reveal.
It up, all right.
Yeah.
So, but we do a survey of the Power 75, so I'm going to give you a little taste of what they see for the coming year. 91% have a positive outlook for the industry for 2014, which is higher than we had last year.
That's great.
Top three goals for their companies in 2014, execute strategic plan, deliver better services, and increase profitability. 100% of our power listers say that in the next 3 years, all of their companies will use more technology to enhance customer service. We also asked them to weigh in on social media. So where do they see it going? Pretty interesting mix. We had a couple of people say in 5 years, it's going to be the old technology, and it's also going to be used less by many business segments as they realize it does not always drive sales. But then conversely, several others said it's going to be their main sales tool, and that this is a good one. It's an intrinsic part of our everyday conversations and interactions, both personally and professionally. It'll be hard to have an interaction with customers without it. So we have a pretty diverse group there. Which technology will be most important to businesses in the decorated apparel market next year? Web-based programs, smartphones, and tablets, as more people are running their businesses on the road and they're actually running their production operations through tablets, and social networking. And one other quick thing, we asked decorating firms what's going to make them most successful. Their number one thing was offering innovative products and services. And then when we asked suppliers what they think will make them most successful, they also said offering standout new products.
That's
so
great.
You'll catch the whole list and the survey in our December issue.
That's great. Is it available December 1st?
Yes.
Online?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Stitches.com.
Stitches.com. Chris Rubo with the plug.
.com.
Jakey.
Hey, yes. Bear.
Tell us about marketing insights from the world's biggest brands. How are we defining world's biggest brands?
These are big brands.
Like,
I mean,
which ones?
Like Chobani Yogurt, Whole Foods. We've got someone from Coors. Let's start with Chobani Yogurt. This is an interesting one. They talk about, let's use this tip. Let's call this tip, don't ask customers what they want. Let them pick a multi-choice answer. The tip is...
Kathy and I don't understand what you mean.
Well, when you were in school, didn't you always rather have a multi-choice question to answer
yes.
than writing it in? That's the same theory here. When you're asking for advice or you're asking for feedback from someone, give them some choices to pick from. You're much more likely to get them to answer.
Like what?
Like, which flavor of Chobani yogurt would you like, Kathy?
Strawberry banana.
Well, Kathy's an exception to the rule. And if I ask Michelle, she might need me to say strawberry banana or pineapple grapefruit.
Well, basically, you're giving them the choices that you want them to pick from. You know what you want them to
choose. Yeah, we're not having
these.
Them. We're also not asking them to think for themselves at that point.
Right.
We're not asking them to come up with a creative solution for something. We're giving them several solutions to choose from, and whichever one they like best, they're more likely to give us an answer. So someone else, Bill from Whole Foods, he talks about enhancing the overall customer experience. He says that powerful brand stories create deeper emotional connection with customers. And it's important to form these deeper connections by giving customers not just a product, but a whole backstory that goes with it. Whole Foods is good. I don't know when the last time you guys were in Whole Foods.
I'm in there all the time. I feel like I need to pay a cover charge when I go in there. It's swanky.
It
no
is
Whole Foods
swanky.
By us.
But I get an experience with, whether it's – if I go in on a Saturday, I go around and I sample everything. And I'm not allowed to get my sample unless someone gives me, the whole spiel about what went into this product. And it was carried down from the Himalayas and monks mended its fur. And then
you can be bothered. It was,
but I like that, though. I dig some of that stuff. Some of it I don't dig. But, it is what it is.
Of course
there.
You like it. You use the word, dig.
Yeah. The people from Smirnoff say that social media channels and experimental events have been much more powerful than email marketing when driving brand engagement. And I think us at ASI, too, have seen, when we do events like the Power Summit or when we do a counselor awards, that event and for the brand of either a magazine or our company is maybe stronger than any email we could ever send.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The last one's great. Drink the other team's beer. the CEO of Molson and Coors wants the teams at Coors to sample each other's products. And that would be, we do that here too. We just had our sales meeting, and the marketing design team and copywriting team went over to the editorial team.
I thought you meant drink beer on the job. But
well, yeah. We drink beer on the job too sometimes, but we also sample each other's work. You know, we talk about what we do in the office, and it helps create better collaboration between our teams.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kathy, you think that?
Yeah, that's awesome. And now we're going to have Chris Aruvo talk about, Chris, there are ways to deal with unhappy customers. There are right ways and wrong ways.
Enlighten us.
Thanks, Jakey.
Sure. Number one thing you want to do, I think this is self-evident, but I think a lot of people also don't do it. That's, you want to listen to them. When they're coming to you with a problem, you know, they're clearly upset for some kind of reason. Let them have their say and hear them out before you try to interject anything. What you want to do is, after you've listened to them, you want to tell them that they're right. You want to tell them that you understand where they're coming from. Kind of reiterate to them what the problem is as you understand it. And what you want to do from there is you want to apologize for anything that you might have done wrong, and then explain maybe why this occurred, and then explain what your solution is going to be to basically make that customer whole. That essentially is what these tips come down to, those three points right there.
Okay, you'd think that was easy to do that, but I had a problem with a company not too long ago, and I was ready to rant, and the person just cut me off and tried to interrupt, and that just made me even more incensed.
Oh.
So to your point about letting someone just blow off steam, it's really important to do that, because that just ramped up my fury by like 10.
Kind of like us stealing the jelly beans from the top of your thing.
Is that a kitty? Kathy Houston. Can you tell us about seven sins that all sales managers make? Maybe
well,
not all of them.
These seem pretty obvious too, but one of them is making surprise visits. So the sales manager is expecting to see the sales rep in their natural state, but what they do is catch them off guard, and they distract them. And the problem with this tactic is twofold. For starters, it distracts the rep and degrades his or her performance. And second, unexpected visits send a message to reps that the manager doesn't trust them. On the topic of trust, actually, breaking promises is a big no-no too. Of course, if you're the sales manager, be sure to keep your commitments, because trustworthiness is the most important thing in a sales manager. Showing favoritism, all sales reps want to believe that they have the opportunity to succeed. So when the sales manager is giving one or more of them more attention than the others, you know, it ruins morale. This is a big one, because I've seen my husband have to do this, requiring unnecessary paperwork or reporting. A lot of sales managers have their sales rep, we have to, you know, give me what's in your pipeline, blah, 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 on a weekly basis, and team call, blah, 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 and it just doesn't work. It again, distracts them from selling, takes them away from productive sales time. Mm-hmm. So don't do any of those things.
Gotcha. Cut out the BS.
That's gotcha. Right.
Yeah, there
That's
you
right.
go. In a nutshell.
Okay, so before we get to our favorite things, I'm perplexed and interested by this topic that Chris is going to discuss. Weirdo interview questions asked by people like Google, Apple, and Amazon during job interview questions. Ask us some.
All right. So if you were in an interview at MasterCard, they would ask you, can you say Peter Pepper picked a pickled pepper and cross-sell a washing machine at the same time?
Peter Pepper picked a pickled pepper. I've got a great used washing machine for sale. Yeah. I'm over here. I'm
and
getting a job at MasterCard.
You're in.
I'm
in. You're a hit. Living Social asks, what's your favorite song and perform it for us now?
What? I will survive.
Kathy, you'd have no problem there.
We're
yeah,
in.
I was going to say,
you have jobs. Michelle, you're on the next
Me
one.
Me and Jake got a job.
All right, Nicole, you and I are up.
Zappos asks, what superhero would you be, and would you dress up at work given the chance? Yes, Michelle, you want to
chime
Wonder
in? I'd be Wonder Woman. I totally would. Absolutely.
Would you dress up at work?
Yeah. Why
yeah,
not?
Do you know her?
JetBlue asks, how many quarters would you need to reach the height of the Empire State Building?
That's you.
Can I just throw a couple hundred at somebody?
Can we just expedite this? Yeah.
You know what? They just made you the CEO of JetBlue.
That's just crazy talk, really?
Yeah. This one's pretty interesting. This is from Clark Construction Group, and they ask candidates for – this is for an engineer position. So we're talking smart people. A penguin walks through that door right now wearing a sombrero. What does he say, and why is he here?
Hola.
That's scary.
Hola, amigos.
Alrighty, we have just enough time for our last segment. The host favorite products of the week, and we're going to start with Kathy Houston.
Okay, mine is the Big Game Lineup Mini Bar Basket from Corporate Gift Experts, ASI 42421, and it's a football-themed box, and it's filled with 12 assorted mini bar bottles of everything from Jack Daniels to tequila and vodka, and that's why I love it.
All righty, Jakey.
Well, I wouldn't remember what mine was if I had brought my printout. Mine was a knitted hat.
Right. You said it was like the one your grandma does.
Yeah. That's very, it's like a great product. It'll be up on the website, though, afterwards.
At asicentral.com/radio.
Yeah.
Chris Ruvo.
Mine is a combination it's a pen with a antimicrobial spray in it from Admins and Zagabor. And it's perfect for, we're in the sniffly season, as you can see, and
yeah.
Or here, I should say. And, just it's great for trade shows, sales conferences, and a part of a corporate wellness program. So Admins and Zagabor, check them out.
That's great. Nicole.
Okay, mine is a lenticular, I like saying that word, keychain from Lantor 3D Lenticular ASI 66260. It's got a little leopard skin change purse on it, and look, it's kind of cute.
It's very cute.
Yeah, and it can be used to hold change, makeup, chapstick, etc., and it's imprinted with hot foil stamping, but I love it because you can just take it out and people will see it, and you'll see it like 6,000 times a day.
And it's cute.
It is cute. I love
it. Well, that's great. Thank you, guys, and you can see all of that at asicentral.com/radio. We will be back next week. Actually, Kathy Houston will be back next week. She is here herself with special guest host because Melinda, Joe, and Andy will still be on the road. I'll be in Florida, so Kathy's going to be holding down the fort by herself.
So, in other words, nobody tune in.
Tune in next Tuesday for the mayhem.
Next week's show.
For the utter mayhem. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.